with Americans for Prosperity. Scott, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Great.
Well, we haven't talked to you in a while. Let our listeners know what Americans for Prosperity is and what you do.
Sure. Americans for Prosperity is a grassroots organization. We're dedicated to limited government and economic liberty. And we try to give the tools to the activists and provide them the education so that they can promote economic liberty among elected officials at the local, state, and federal level. We have about 69,000 members right here in Michigan, about 1.9 million nationwide.
Americans for Prosperity is launching an education effort focused on Senator Debbie Stabenow's legislative record. Now, are you picking on the senator?
No, actually, we're engaging. We want to engage the citizens of Michigan to engage in a conversation with Senator Stabenow over the coming months about her record and about how she has voted on key economic issues. And first, we did a very comprehensive poll to find out what were the top concerns of people in Michigan. And not surprisingly, they were jobs, the economy, health care, and gas prices. Those are the four that really popped to the top. And those are issues that we've been engaged in over the past several years. So what we're going to do over the coming months is take a look at her voting record and in comparison to those issues. And, you know, three-fourths of Michigan residents agree that building the Keystone Pipeline will benefit the Michigan economy. Three-fourths of Michigan residents agree that a federal balanced budget amendment will benefit the Michigan economy. Three-fourths of the Michigan residents agree that the way to get a balanced budget is through spending cuts, and that's how it benefits the Michigan economy. Unfortunately, Senator Debbie Stabenow has voted the wrong way on all three of those issues. She's voted against the wishes of Michigan residents, and she has voted against the Michigan economy. So we want to engage her in a conversation on those issues. But, you know, more surprisingly, in the poll, self-described economic liberals in union households by a majority in each of those groups agree that we need to build the Keystone Pipeline, agree we need a balanced budget amendment, and agree that spending cuts is the way to a balanced budget. And yet, even with groups that you would expect to be a base of support, Senator Stabenow, they disagree with the senator on these very vital issues that are important to turning our economy around.
Well, despite what you're telling me, Debbie Stabenow has built up a huge coffer for her reelection bid. She is the clear-cut favorite at this point in time. She's won a reelection in just very strong fashions. So if you look at the vote of the people, they would disagree with what you just told me.
Well, you know, I'm not sure if she's going to be elected or not this fall. That's really not something that we're going to engage in. We just want to make sure the citizens of Michigan have the information so that they can engage in a conversation. You know, many times people get elected that don't agree with us on the issues, but that doesn't mean, you know, we're a republic, a representative democracy, and that doesn't mean that we don't need to engage those officials in a conversation about how they voted. And, you know, we hope that Senator Stabenow will see the light and change her legislative record and start voting in a way to benefit the Michigan economy. You know, there have been accusations that our poll hasn't been fair, but I would say that our findings show that the most popular, the most approval ratings-wise for statewide elected officials is Senator Levin at 55%, and second is Barack Obama at 52% approval rating. Third is Debbie Stabenow at 49% approval rating, and last among the big statewide electeds is Snyder at 47%. So clearly, right now, a slight majority are approve of Senator Levin and the president's performance, and just under a majority approve of Senator Stabenow. But certainly, this is about engaging in conversation with the citizens of Michigan. And oftentimes, there's a disconnect, a knowledge gap between what is being said by politicians back where they're elected and what they're doing in the Capitol in Washington, D.C. And we want to make sure the citizens of Michigan know exactly what Debbie Stabenow is doing, how she's voting, and how she's diametrically opposed to what they support in terms of knowing what will get our Michigan economy back on track. And when I say back on track, I mean really back on track. In 1965, we're ninth in per capita income. Today, we are near 37, we go back and forth, but we were a rich state and now we're a poor state. Just 12 years ago, we were around 17 or 18 in per capita income, and now we're in the low 30s. So clearly, we're going in the wrong direction. And we may see a little bump in the economy this year, but we need real policies that put us back on track to real prosperity, prosperity that we saw in the state back in the 1960s.
Scott, before I let you go, from your perspective, what would you tell the senator to do differently, specifically? From your perspective, how should she help business hire more people? How should she find more funding to fix our roads? How should she function to get the economy going in a more prosperous fashion?
Well, we need less control from Washington, D.C., less bureaucracy involved in running our daily lives, whether it's health care, whether it's to allow the Keystone Pipeline, to allow less regulation, allow more drilling so that we can increase the supply of oil, a balanced budget amendment. Those are the top concerns, and those are the things that the Michigan citizens agree will turn our economy around. And, you know, we've launched this campaign, thanksalotbetty.com, so people can go. People want real information. That's what we found out of this poll. They can go to thanksalotdebbie.com and get real information and send Senator Stabenow a message that we want her to start voting for the Michigan economy instead of against it.
Will Americans for Prosperity endorse a candidate?
No, absolutely not.
All right, Scott, as always, thanks so much. We appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
Great. Appreciate it. Thanks.